Tonight on Big Head Mode, we are talking Star Wars Battlefront.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good. We are talking Star Wars. I'm with Bardia and a newcomer on the show, Matt Hamm from Multiple Nerdgasm. Matt, I'm going to ask you first. How was that Darth Vader impression that Bardia wasn't impressed with?
I got scared. I thought he was here.
Yeah, yeah. Look, things get real, real on Big Head Mode.
Ask me.
Not enough time, Bardia. Look, we are reviewing Battlefront. We're going to be talking the Game Awards, Uncharted 4. That's all coming up on 2RRR's only gaming show, Big Head Mode. That's right. This is Big Head Mode. I'm your host, Ben O'Brien.
That's right.
In the blue chair, we've got Bardia CJ McKinnon.
That's what they call me.
That is definitely your middle name.
Definitely my middle name.
And first time on the show, Matt Hamm from Multiple Nerdgasm. Matt, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
Thanks, anytime.
Thanks for coming in.
Anytime. Welcome. Meaning to get one of you MN guys or gals on the show for a while.
Stop shortening things.
Oh, it's fine. It's fine.
We have to shorten up the Twitter.
Yeah, fair enough. 140 characters in real life.
This whole show actually is, character restrictions.
Oh, I'm going to have to stop you there, Ben. You've actually exceeded your character limit.
I'm going to stop you, buddy, because you did that.
That's all the words we've got time for.
A lot of pregnant pauses on this show today.
A lot of music now, guys. 18 songs.
Good God.
Good God.
What are we talking about?
We got lots to talk about. We're talking about, the big review at the end of the show. Yeah, Star Wars Battlefront. Hence my excellent.
Really, really great.
Darth Vader impression. It was pretty good, I thought.
That's convincing.
Awful. Actually hated it.
I could have done Jar Jar Binks. Actually that would have gone down better. It's a review.
And I'm out. That's me done.
I'll see you guys later. Bye.
We're going to talk about Uncharted 4. Bardia, you and I got to play the Uncharted 4 beta.
The multiplayer beta, yeah.
Yeah, which is now actually open to the public. As of today.
When did we play it, Ben?
Before that.
Yeah.
A few days before that. Plus,
Have a lot to brag about, so that's all I've got.
Plus, I had a little bit of excitement before the beta, didn't I, buddy?
You did. You're a drug pusher, apparently.
Apparently, I'm a drug pusher. Have you heard this story, Matt?
I have. I didn't know that's where you were going, but now all the pieces have come together.
Yeah. We just go into this little event in Surrey Hills, and I'm driving on my way to meet Bardia.
Not high, just normally.
Legally. I mean, maybe a little tired because I hadn't had a coffee. But you very politely bought me a coffee and you were waiting outside the cafe with my coffee for me to come and meet you.
But where were you?
I was driving around. Foolishly, I thought I'd drive to Surrey Hills. Not a lot of parking in Surrey Hills.
I figured it out.
so did I eventually. Turns out, if you get the cops to pull you over, you can just park anywhere.
Why'd they pull you over?
So I was driving around in these weird abandoned streets. So I was going for the dodgiest, more isolated-looking streets, thinking,
There'll be parks.
They're more likely to have a park because no one's going to drive down the weird, dodgy, construction site street and stuff. And after maybe 5 minutes of doing that, I realize there's cops behind me. And I'm like, okay, be cool. You ain't doing nothing wrong.
Answering
texts to Bardia. It's like, what kind of coffee do you want?
And yeah.
Just very discreetly put my phone back in my pocket.
Both hands on wheel, 10 and 2, or whatever it is.
Keep driving around. After a while, the cops do the whole whoop, whoop. That's never happened to me before. And so, you see that in the movies, the whoop, whoop.
And then I saw that happen. I'm like, oh, he was caught with his phone. It's my fault.
And for a second, you didn't think it was me. You're like, hey, what a
jerk. Oh, Ben.
Leg it.
Run.
Get out of there.
Pretend like you were asleep.
Yeah. He's gone. Forget him.
And so the cop, he pulls me a really tough-looking cop. In fact, he looked a lot like the character Salem from Army of Two.
No one has referenced Army of Two in 3 years.
Four people in the audience got that reference, and it was excellent.
And they've all four
the skull masks.
And four of them have now tuned out.
Yeah. He had the 40th Day version, of course, not the Devil's Cartel.
Terrible.
They were villains in that for some reason.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Huge, like buff dude, arm sleeve tats.
Yeah.
And my first thought was this guy's not really a cop. This is a shakedown.
In the middle of suburban Sydney, this is a shakedown.
And he's like, first question is, sir, have you had any problem with the police in the past? And I'm like, no. not in real life. I mean, in GTA, I cause all manner of mischief.
Which just baffled him, to be honest. He had no idea what was going on.
So, long story short, he thought I was a drug dealer. He asked a lot of questions about drugs. Have you taken drugs? Have you got drugs?
Can I see your car to expose your drug antics? But only because you were driving around the dodgy parts of Surrey Hills.
No, slowly. Because he says, you realize you were driving through a notorious drug zone. And now, I didn't say this, but my first thought was to reply, you realize that like this notorious drug zone is literally one block away from like the most popular street in Surrey Hills. Like anyone could wander through a notorious drug zone.
Yeah.
And also, it's a very fine line between a Surrey Hills hipster and a drug dealer. Yeah.
It's a very fine line.
Often there's no line.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, yeah. And I personally was wearing like a tropical kind of shirt. Like I guess I kind of would have looked like a drug dealer, maybe circa 1980s Vice City style drug dealer.
And like not a good one, like a really nervous drug dealer, like one that's like, hey, do you want some of the heroin? I don't know. What?
The funniest thing was though, like the reason the thing he kept grilling me on was, why are you here? And like, and I'm like, I'm up here. I've got a meeting. What's the meeting?
Oh,
it's a work thing. I'm going to these offices. What are you doing there? Look, I'm playing a video game for now. What?
Step out of the car, please.
I'm playing a video. And eventually he goes, what video game? And I'm like, Uncharted 4.
Really want his response to be, oh, dope, that game's great.
Yeah, my man. That's what I'm hoping. He's like, dude, that doesn't come out for months. Drake in the hizzy.
In the house. But you are like the last person giving that spiel to a cop to be dealing, doing, in and around drugs. But like, that's the last
bit,
person.
The best bit was he goes, all right. And he goes back. And laughs in the rearview mirror. And there are there are six cops there now. And so I'm going, okay, this wasn't just like a random cop. I realize I've driven through what must have been a serious drug sting.
Which means that now they're no longer at their posts.
Yeah, right?
So the real drug dealers have just run the hell away.
He got away.
You're a criminal.
He got away.
I helped inadvertently. But anyway, so
genius.
So they're all there. One of them was looking something up. He looks down and goes, story checks out.
He googled Uncharted.
And I know that was him googling Uncharted 4. Yeah, I like to think that he stopped and watched the E3 trailer as well.
Okay.
This actually looks pretty
cool. I gotta see what the release date is.
Yeah, checks out.
Great. Oh, God, it's a good story.
Yeah, I mean, and then we had to go and play an hour of Uncharted.
We were forced to then go play Uncharted.
Look, it took me a while to readjust.
No, you'd be fine. Get over it.
It does suck, because, I mean, no video game can compare to the thrill of nearly being arrested.
Drama Queen, let's... Drama Queen, nearly being
you immediately,
arrested.
Like, you were hiding. You didn't come over and help and go, whoa, guy, this is my boy.
In his defense, what was he going to do?
Done that?
What was he going to do? Approach?
This is my boy. Sounds so druggy.
What up, cracker? Whoa, I mean, not like, oh, man.
So you get on the floor.
Excuse me, officer, step away from the vehicle.
No, he's my friend.
You should have done me a solid and been like the lookout in The Wire and just been on the corner going, Favo, I would have known.
Start doing bird calls.
It's the fuzz, run!
Popo.
Anyway.
You're dearing me. So that was my Uncharted 4 experience. But later on, I think we should actually talk about the game.
About the experience, sure.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Let's see.
What about you guys? Apart from, obviously, Battlefront, what games have you guys been playing?
Oh, boy. I mean, I've been playing just a crap load of Fallout 4. Too much. If you know,
Is there a thing as too much?
Almost definitely. I forgot to eat yesterday.
That's a lie.
I haven't done that in a while.
But when you ate... Like, did you just go to, like, canned meats and just stand there and eat them?
You were in survival mode and you forgot to eat in the game.
I gnawed on the side of the couch.
Let me ask you guys a question.
Sustenance.
Yeah. No.
Which food in Fallout 4 do you think looks the most appealing in real life?
Abraxo cleaner.
great for crafting.
I don't know what it's for.
Probably one of the human limbs. It's probably the least irradiated.
Wait, what was the question?
I always thought squirrel on a stick looked pretty tasty.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was always into... what was it? Cram.
Spam?
The spam knockoff, yeah.
See, red rush meat? Never, not good enough.
Deathclaw meat? Because you know you worked for that meal.
I imagine deathclaw meat is really tough.
You got to tenderize it with a chain gun.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you'd just be pulling like lead out of it as well.
They're really like every time if I get over encumbered, I'll drop like a deathclaw hand. and I'll get like every time I turn around to look at it, I get kind of taken aback. It's huge. And I'm like, "Oh god, there's no.
Where did I have that?"
It's just the hand. Where was I keeping this?
I know, I'll store it inside my dog.
Yeah, that's right.
I got to say, like, I
thanks,
I wish,
dog meat.
I mean, deathclaws I guess are like the closest Fallout comparison to the dragon from Skyrim.
Yeah.
And I wish it felt as cool as killing a dragon does.
Nothing's ever as cool as killing a dragon, though, Benjamin.
That's true.
It's a dragon, mate.
That's true. I feel
like if the Death Dwarf flew, it would just be a dragon.
I imagine the Dragonborn in Fallout, he'd just be really, like, apathetic and, like, whatever. Like,
it's all good.
It's not a killing a dragon.
Okay, who do you think has it worse?
That's why he's chasing the magic dragon.
Who do you think has it worse, the Dovahkiin in Skyrim or the main character in Fallout?
What, in general, in terms of, like, quality of life?
Yeah.
Fallout.
Who had a rougher time?
When I first played Fallout, you go into the museum at the start and Preston and all those guys are there.
Yep. Presto.
And they say, there's a suit of power armor. Go get that, and then meet us back here, and we'll clear out these raiders. I didn't realize it was actually on the building you were in. I went outside to try and find it, and I went through, and I was like, "This game is really hard." Like, and I
you tried to like fight.
Yeah, I kept reloading, and then the death claw came, right? So I hid in the convenience store and just was like sniping at it, and took it down. And eventually, like, I was like, "Oh, whew, that was intense. This game's really hard now. Where's that power armor? Oh,
no.
That makes sense. That comes with really the minigun as well.
Yeah, exactly.
I wonder how many people did that. I'm like, this game's bullshit. I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm not playing this.
That is. You know, like, it's funny that Deathclaws are this terrifying, ferocious beast, but, like, can't go through doorways.
No.
They try. You know who's more terrifying than that? The Myalurk Queen.
I haven't seen
that yet.
There's a couple of them.
Yeah, there's one in particular in Boston somewhere under a ground floor of a building. Yeah, terrifying.
Really hard to kill. Really hard to kill.
And I was in that room like way too low level as well.
Oh,
and
certainly.
So I had to do a lot of running away and backtracking.
I've done that many times. I've just been like, I shouldn't be here.
I like that about Fallout 4, that there are areas that you can't go.
No,
Like Oblivion and Skyrim didn't really have that, where everything was leveled.
Yeah.
So.
I agree with that as well. Yeah. I really
like,
there
are like level 50 enemies you can just stumble across.
It feels like the world's real because...
And you know those areas are like, I'm going to stay away from there until I get the thing. But I like the thought of like when I do get to level 40 or whatever, still going to be a...
And there's probably some cool loot.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. And it's still going to be a goddamn challenge to hopefully... Anyway, it's a great game. So it's taken up my life.
Yeah. Well, you know, good.
I'm playing that and still playing Witcher 3 because I don't think that game ends.
Oh,
so.
No, it doesn't.
No, you know. Never ends. Keeps going. Yep. Never stops.
And I'm not unhappy about it, so...
Yeah, no, nor should you be.
No, and Bardia, you barely even finished that game.
I know. No, well, don't say barely. Like, I've put many hours into it.
I haven't finished it. No.
I've put some hours into it. I love that game so much. Like, when we do our Game of the Year show, I wonder what my Game of the Year is
going to
be.
There's going to be a lot of Fallout versus
Witcher
discussion. Yeah.
Metal Gear... No.
No, not happening.
No.
Let's go to some music and come back and talk about some Game Awards stuff.
No,
all right. Well, let's just play a song. Who knows what's happening after this? This is Junket from Earthworm Jim by Tommy Tallarico. You're on 2RRR 88.5 FM. We are back. We are back earlier than we anticipated, but we're here. let's talk the Game Awards. So normally this is where we do show and tell. And, I mean, the beauty of doing this show on a Friday is we got a lot of just like, you know, end of the week news happened today. So bang, bang, bang. First thing I want to talk about... Rocket League's coming to Xbox One.
Yeah.
Which I, as an Xbox One...
Owner.
Good.
You got that?
I mean, I've got a PS4 as well, but, I mean, like, most of us play on Xbox One.
Yeah.
At big head mode. Yep. So it's, you know...
Not to say we don't love the PS4s.
No. No, we play... I like the PlayStations.
Someone just looked down at their phone, listened to the podcast, and went, is it port? Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Wait, can we do it again? Let's do it again real quick. Yeah, okay, there we go.
gotta love that deliberate dead
pregnant
air.
Pause. Yeah, great.
Yeah, and it's got a bunch of Gears of War Halo themed stuff, which I couldn't care about. I'm just excited about being able to have a big head mode team.
I think that's so much fun because Rocket League became, I think, surprisingly. I don't know if it's a surprise to anyone else, but to me certainly, it became like an esports game, like
almost
the
level of pickup on that game instantly.
Yeah, and I mean, I haven't played it, but I've watched a lot of videos, and like people pull off these insane stunts, and I'm like, wow!
And it's really
simple. Probably not gonna be able to do that when I get it.
And you're like, you look at it, and you're like, nah, they didn't do that on purpose, but they did. They totally did it on purpose.
But it's a game that like it's just really well designed, really simple sort of controls that kind of just lets you do that stuff.
Yeah.
Even like when you don't mean to, it's kind of like it's such a fun, flexible control system that you'll just. You know, hurdle yourself with the ball and hope for the best. You know what it's a lot like if you've ever played Griff Ball in Halo?
Yeah, totally.
It's just that kind of like, you know, simple, you run, you smash the ball, and then cool stuff happens sort of.
Yeah.
My favorite thing is when if you score a goal, the ball explodes
and blows
everywhere. Yeah.
So I like the thought of us like having like a big head mode team like fending off against like Geek Bomb and Monster Nerdgasm and we should have like a We'll meet you at 3 p.m. in the parking lot.
We can have weekly showdown.
And then it got really cold at the end because we were like, oh, against you.
Yeah, no, we'll be against you for sure.
Yeah, all right, fine.
But we're playing with you against you.
It's fine.
It'll be a good time as we crush you.
That'd be really fun.
I think that'd be...
Make a big tournament and get all the...
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We should do that.
Yeah, totally.
Let's do it. All right. Look, anyone listening can get in on it. We haven't done a community night for a long time.
Yeah.
February, when this game comes out, let's organize a massive comp.
And we'll stream it.
And,
it'd
be great. We can organize some prizes, talk to some of our indie game dev friends.
Let's get behind this.
Because I'm sure indie game devs would love us to play someone else's game.
And not even mention
and report that.
Yeah.
Now, we'll put that under our hats and sizzle it for later. Let's see what happens. This was interesting. This was really interesting. Konami apparently banned Hideo Kojima from going to the Game Awards to accept an award for Metal Gear Solid.
They're just the worst. They're just the worst
like,
people.
It's very awkward, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh, God. It's been awkward. Like, it was awkward very early on when the rumors were coming out that they were going to take his name off the game.
Yeah.
But just the way, too, that this was sort of like... I mean, this was all done behind the scenes. Mm. And it was only when Jeff Keighley came out and said, after, you know, Kiefer Sutherland came out and sort of accepted the award on his behalf.
Yeah.
That's still pretty cool, though.
It's pretty
badass. If you can have Kiefer Sutherland accept an award for you.
one day.
Like, if you guys could have anyone to step in and accept an award for you, who would it be?
Oh, God. Will Smith. I don't know.
Yeah. And we'd get him to rap about it as well.
Yeah, sure, why not? This is a story of about how I accept the award for Barney McKinnon.
The thing is, Kiefer Sutherland...
Mine would be Willem Dafoe.
Oh, really good one. What do you got? Who do you reckon?
I think I'd really like to see Samuel Jackson.
Yeah, great. I think that'd be great.
And just shout his entire speech.
Say it again! Say it again!
I think Kiefer Sutherland said more in that acceptance speech than he did in the entirety of Metal Gear Solid.
And all he said was, thank you.
Yeah. And he said it like that as well.
Yeah. What, in his voice?
Thank you.
But, like, it was only after that, that cut back to Jeff Keighley, and he called it out and he said, look, as you noticed, Kojima isn't here.
Mm.
This is why. Like, a few days ago, the lawyer specifically said he wasn't allowed to travel to the awards at all.
Yeah.
It's great, I think, that he called that out.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, totally.
Because, well, I mean, they think no one would notice that he wasn't there. Like,
one of the biggest games of the year. Strange. Yeah. But it's like, maybe it's all because Kojima's Kojima. What if this is all like a big PR stunt?
Yeah,
right?
It could be.
What if this is all like a PR stunt for Metal Gear Solid 6, which is going to be better than 5, because 5 was doo-doo.
Metal Gear Solid 6, Kojima.
Yes, I would play the...
Well, because what it seems like, what actually happened is his contract is, you know, so he's been let go, but his contract, from
holiday.
What I read,
it's
is
holiday,
still, man. It's still valid until December, and there's a clause in that contract that is like he's not allowed to promote anything else that isn't like...
Well, not that
I forget what it's called, like a non-compete, or it's called something like that.
But
so
it's their
sort of
game.
Like,
he's promoting a Konami game.
Yeah, but it's like, but it's
he's
like
a loose cannon, he can't be trusted. He could say anything.
But he's probably already in his mind thinking, all right, this is the project I'm going to do next. Yeah. I'm going to work on this with this. So he's not allowed to kind of be out there and being like, hey guys, here's a Kickstarter for my new thing until that
As
kind
they drag
of
expires. Him off the stage.
Yeah. No,
and,
no,
so,
no.
And so it's like,
one of those, like,
their approach seems to be to just hide him for like... For months.
I don't know.
He's just in his little room with no windows and they feed him once a day.
It's like he's in timeout.
It'd be great if they brought him and he had to come out with the lawyers. And then they just whispered what he was to
what
say.
What did he say?
Yeah.
Great. Oh, God, it's
and
so
he goes
stupid.
To talk and then Kiefer Sutherland runs over and just says, thank you. Yeah, very baffling. But I mean, it's good to see that Konami are very quickly becoming the new EA. Like, people aren't happy
except EA make money.
Touché.
Boom.
Zing.
Shots fired.
I'm real mad.
Get the lawyers. Get the lawyers. No, they can't. They're busy protecting Hideo Kojima.
Sued.
Another weird one. Telltale
Games
can't stop announcing new games.
They're unstoppable.
Like the stuff that hasn't even come out yet.
When will it end?
Oh. They're already working on unknown Marvel games. There was another one they said they were going to do, which I can't remember off the top of my head.
But I just had a thought. I would love to watch them. I would love to see them make a Muppets game.
Yeah.
They don't need anything else.
No, but that would be cool.
Don't encourage them.
Kermit the Frog and Miss Piggy as Telltale characters. No, but they're doing... Yeah, they've just announced that they're doing Walking Dead Michonne spin-off, which is...
Yeah.
awesome.
Mm.
Batman. Mm. They're Batman. Tackling Batman.
Batman, Telltale Games, coming in 2016.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Which is interesting because I'm pretty sure, and I'm going to fact check it now very quickly, I'm pretty sure that the sort of unnamed Marvel license that they said they're working on isn't until 2017. I think it might be later. Okay. Either they've been working on this sort of already, or it's just kind of due to contracts or whatever, it's way closer.
Isn't
to the
it nice that video games as a medium, like there's no like limit on what a person, like if a company comes to you and says, make this game, there's no contractual obligation to that company, you know what I mean? Like, they can make Marvel and DC content.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Whereas, for example, a TV channel couldn't air, you know.
Yeah,
or,
they could all
or whatever.
Contracts and stuff like that.
You know what I mean? Like, that's really cool.
Do they have a big whiteboard at Telltale with just names of stuff they like?
Yeah.
And they just tick them as they go along?
Now, that one, got that one,
Batman,
done that one.
Game of Thrones. Yeah.
I didn't play Game of Thrones.
No, I haven't yet either.
Oh, I see. I just went back into it this week.
Is it good? No, is it
It's
good?
Really good, except it's just like, it's so harrowing.
Is it a bit, is it boring?
Imagine laugh, right? No, it's not boring at all.
Hilarious,
it's great.
Laugh right, yeah.
Well, like, think of how disturbing and extreme Game of Thrones is as a series or as a book.
Mm.
Now imagine that in a game where anytime anything bad happens, you feel like you did it.
Yeah,
you caused
fault.
It.
I don't know, I can't deal, man. I couldn't do it. Walking Dead was hard enough as it was.
It's about as bad as Walking Dead,
Walking
really.
Dead was brutal.
Yeah.
Except I cared more about Walking Dead anyway.
It's, you know what, it's like Walking Dead, in that, you know, those decisions matter, except it's more like Game of Thrones in the sense that...
It's Game of Thrones.
outcomes are nowhere near as predictable. Like, there are some instances where it's just like...
That's kind of annoying, though, isn't it?
There's a great bit that feels straight out of season one where it's like you realize you've become Ned Stark. Like, you try to play things in your mind seems like a reasonable thing, and then you realize that that's exactly
what screwed you. Yeah. Well, you know.
And because you're playing like 7-8 different characters,
right?
A bunch of any of them can die.
That's too much. I can't deal. I'm stressed even listening to you talk about it.
But it is, if you're a Game of Thrones fan, it is also great. Like, it's got all the voice actors. Like, you've got Cersei Lannister and Peter Dinklage. Really missing Peter Dinklage.
What's Cersei Lannister's voice actress name?
Lena Headey?
Oh, I just assumed you didn't know because you didn't use the name.
No, I just assumed other people didn't know. So he's the character.
Right. Don't make assumptions, man. Especially not of your audience.
Is Joffrey in it? Can you slap Joffrey?
I think Joffrey is already, spoiler alert,
yeah,
not around. Okay. He's up at the family
farm. Where did he go? What's up? What do you mean?
What are you talking
about? So it's set in between season, I want to say 4 and 5.
So then say it.
Or 3 and 4. It's sort of in between seasons.
Yeah, cool. Cool. Yeah, I'm not going to get it.
you absolutely should.
It stresses me out.
The Batman trailer didn't really show anything about like footage or anything like that. Mm. But it was kind of just a teaser. So.
Yeah.
It does have me more excited, I think, than the Marvel one did. Just because the whole concept of that Marvel thing is a lot more vague. I mean, there's a lot of characters in Marvel.
Yeah.
I mean, that could be Squirrel Girl.
Yeah.
It could be Jessica Jones. Yeah. You know?
Oh, mate, hopefully. That was great. Yeah.
Just well, I mean, I think the beauty of those Telltale games is it can be a character who isn't...
Vulture.
I mean, they could really pick it. Mm. Yeah.
I would love a Vulture game.
Imagine a villains game. Thunderbolts?
Yeah. Thunderbolts, yeah.
Oh, that'd be great.
Okay, guys.
You don't know. Right. Thunderbolts was a team that was just consistent of old villains.
Thundercats, yeah, I know.
So you had, like, by the power of Grace, like, Venom was in it, and, like, Green Goblin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But look, I that's not the one they announced. Batman's the one they announced.
Yeah.
But I personally hope that they take a similar approach with Batman. And, I mean, we've had Batman games. I think this game should be about one Alfred Pennyworth.
That would be great. Yeah, totally.
Just like, so it's just like a lot of dialogue scenes. And
just
then
a lot
Batman
of
leaves.
Yeah.
And you're just cleaning,
like,
the house.
Fold the clothes. Mop up the Batcave.
And then, like, just stand there with a tray waiting for
Watch
a couple
Batman
of hours. A
couple of lectures, you know.
Come up with
Master
some,
Wayne.
Come up with some good quips when he comes back. Yeah. Oh, I do hope the car's in one piece, Master Wayne.
You just watch
nailed
episodes
it.
Of Downton Abbey in the game.
Yeah.
Champagne. Research.
I don't think it's going to be the Michael Caine version.
Well, it could be. You don't know. What if Kiefer Sutherland voiced Michael Caine's Alfred?
It would be great if you had one of those, like, line by line, you could assemble your own Michael Caine Alfred speech. So
oh,
it's like
a soundboard of Michael Caine stuff.
So it's like, let me tell you a story, Master Wayne. I went B to the mall one day, and I saw a man eating a tangerine. It's like, wow, where's this story going?
She was
going?
Only 16, Master Wayne.
So we burned down the forest.
And you weren't meant to blow the bloody doors off.
That's a script right there. We've already got the first scene.
Nailed it.
Telltale?
Yeah.
Could be right.
Before we go, because we're running short on the old time, another really cool bit of news from Thingo today, the Game Awards.
The old
Game Awards.
Oh, mate, Gamey.
By the way, the Game Awards. Like,
I know.
Shut up.
It's so stupid.
I have to keep going. Is that the name of it? No, it is.
There's a new Game Award ceremony every year, and none of them have any integrity.
Wait, this isn't what Joel McHale hosted, the new...
No, that was a different one. That was...
Video Game Awards.
That was the one that Spike... used to be Spike.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just my point, though. Like, there's confusion. There's,
Because that was...
There's, six different, Game Awards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And none of them, there's no central one that everyone looks at and cares about.
Is this the first year that this is happening?
This one sounds like it would be the central one. Yeah, it's called the Game Awards.
And it was huge.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was huge. It was a Game Awards. You know, there's nothing to distinguish this from any others. But look, the other bit of news that came out that was really big, Psychonauts 2 has been announced, and it's going to be crowdfunded.
Yeah.
Psychonauts, of course, a really popular series made by Tim Schafer, involving kids with cool powers to go in people's heads and, you know, look at their
Not
inner
physically.
Psyche.
That would be gross. Mm-hmm.
No, but cool.
Yeah.
Good lord.
That's Scanners.
Yeah. Such a good game. The first one was so great.
Mm.
But I'm going to go back and replay the first one. I'm just putting that out there.
Yeah, I don't know if there are no HD versions or anything.
No,
like that,
that was something that fans were trying to get made.
That's something that I wouldn't be surprised if it would happen now, or if it became some sort of stretch goal of the crowdfunding. Thing.
Oh, that was included
the crowdfunding is different for this than Kickstarter and everything because you're actually an investor. And they have it's on their own proprietary crowdfunding platform.
It's not Kickstarter or anything.
No, and they've got a little slider on there, and you can check out the financials and things. And basically, they're saying if you invest $500 in the game and they break even, you get that $500 back. And then
that's a really great way of doing
It's interesting.
If
I give them $500 to make this game and then they break even,
then
I'll get the $500 back. And then if they sell as many copies as they sold of the original, you get an extra $300 on top of that kind of thing.
That's,
it's interesting.
Really great.
Can we invest as a big head mode? Is that cool?
Sure, why not?
Still have to give them the money.
That's got to be.
He'll do it.
When you say we.
Ben, give them $500 and then give it back to me when it makes it back.
Oh God,
is it so funny?
Sure thing, buddy. $500. Look, let's go to a song. This is Uncharted 2 from the Video Games Live soundtrack. Hey. We'll be back after this to talk about Uncharted 4.
Here we go.
Big Head Mode, back to talk games. And
really, really struggled to get that out for some reason.
No. That was deliberate emphasis, Bardia.
Okay, cool.
Deliberate emphasis.
Wrong syllable.
Oh, damn it.
Uncharted 4. So, obviously, as we said earlier,
that was me trying to,
hit a pen on a metal tin.
Like a toast. Give you toast.
Yeah, yeah. Missing the whole glass component there.
Well, it's tin. It's not working for me at all. You love it.
Uncharted 4.
Yeah.
Beta is out now. We played the multiplayer. Go.
We played the multiplayer after Ben got arrested for dealing drugs.
Let off the hook. Got arrested.
Well, got away with it.
Really? I played a lot of Uncharted 2 multiplayer, not so much of 3.
And I played probably more of 3.
I mean, pretty much the same. It's the same mechanics pretty much all the way through. I had a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have a bad time, and I didn't... There was nothing about the game that I didn't like, but... It didn't grab me. I loved Uncharted 3. Uncharted 3's multiplayer was really vertical.
Yeah, it was.
Really changed the landscape of just running around corridors, and this, because this is the first... and I could be totally wrong here, but I'm pretty sure this is the first Uncharted game where Neil Druckmann is the lead... designer,
yeah, I think you're
and
right.
the director, and who did
I'm
not sure, but Neil Druckmann, who did The Last of Us. Yep. So this Uncharted, it's a lot more grounded in that kind of realistic physics and realistic character models, and so it's attempting to be more like that. But it's a weird line that they've walked in this multiplayer, because on one hand, it isn't as vertical and it isn't as climb everything and jump off really tall buildings. But it still has supernatural stuff. Like you summon, deities as a kill streak.
That's actually my problem. One of my problems with it is that I thought it was too supernaturally. Like,
Is that a thing?
It's a thing in the overall arc of the stories of each of the games that usually appears during the end.
Sure.
You know, throughout the story of Uncharted, it's like, oh, what's this thing? How are they doing this? And then it gets revealed as being this artifact or whatever. But it was just so present. It was like kill streaks, right? So you get kills, you earn money, and you can use that money at the end of every round or whenever to unlock perks, which might be weapons, which might be a buddy to come in and help and fight for you.
Yeah.
Or it might be this artifact, this relic, which lets you do these supernatural things like disappear or show people on a map or whatever or kill a bunch of people. And it just seemed very out of place.
That was in Uncharted 3 multiplayer, though, quite prevalent. Except I think like that it feels more disjointed in this, because Uncharted 3 was a lot more of like an arcadey kind of multiplayer shooter. You know, that was a kind of game where you know, you'd climb up the top of a high building and maybe jump across a ledge and shoot a rocket launcher in midair. Like, it's that kind of...
Okay.
It's more Halo-ish, I guess.
Yeah, I think I know
you whereas this, like, visually and some of the mechanics felt a lot more Last of Us, I guess.
Well, even to the point of, like, whenever you get shot or killed, you get downed, just like in the Last of Us multiplayer, and you need to then either execute or you can get revived. But In The Last of Us, I guess, because it's a more brutal game, the executions were like these cool animations and like these cool moments, you know, that make you go, "Whoa, dude!" But in this, it just seemed you go up to them, you press square, and you just kick them, and it's like it was not really a complaint. I don't think it's worth complaining about, but it was just interesting to see that was lacking. But I think your point of the verticality missing, the maps, we played two maps, the maps seemed very gamey. If that makes sense, they seemed very multiplayer map. Like Unreal Tournament had maps that were designed for a multiplayer experience. For example, this felt a lot like that.
It didn't feel like a real place.
You know, a lot of cover, a lot of low hanging walls, and this. Yeah. And, you know, it just seemed.
I'd just like to see in a video game one day a character walk into a large room and just say to the group, "Whoa, guys. I just got a really bad feeling. We shouldn't walk through here. Why? What's up? Well, there's a lot of knee high walls, and I mean." Traditionally, you don't see knee-high walls just in any architecture ever, but I just got a really bad feeling this could turn into a shootout.
Well, somebody left all this ammo and health packs just outside.
Yeah. We just picked
that
up a bunch
me.
Of... Yeah.
Like, here we are in some ancient ruins, and for some reason, in the middle of this giant amphitheater, there's just six identically length knee-high walls.
I don't know what you're talking about. No, what is the purpose of that wall? What is that wall protecting?
Yeah.
Well,
Look, and now we're in a cave, and for some reason, the same structures are here in a natural formation.
Yeah. Also, very symmetrical. There's the same amount number of bits of cover on this side that there are on that side. It's almost, I don't know.
I think there was a Kotaku piece on the beta today as well that summed up kind of how I felt, which said it's a game that doesn't really have an identity. And that's how it felt to me. Like, it didn't have a flavor. It didn't have, I mean, Uncharted is such a strong flavor in itself, you know, swashbuckling and Indiana Jones savvy, and it's the multiplayer should reflect that. You should be able to swing on chandeliers and swashbuckle and and sort of do, you know, fun Malay stuff. I don't know. It should feel like a fun action movie.
Yeah. We did play a very small portion of it. I mean, that some of the other levels might cater to that. One thing that was cool is we got to play with the new addition to the game, the rope thing, like the grapple.
Cool.
Totally. You can like, it's like the bow and arrow of this year. You can like grapple, swing around, and then press square, and then leap off the grapple, and then take someone down. It was just like,
I did really like the grapple because it felt a lot more like that was one of those realistic mechanics that felt more weighted. You know?
Yeah, right.
Like you have to manually get out your grapple, aim it, and then aim where you want to swing. It's not like a kind of one button zip across the map,
like,
sort of
like Batman.
Yeah, it's not a Batman or an Assassin's Creed Syndicate or a, you know, Rico Rodriguez type maneuver. It's a lot more manual, so when you do pull one of those like swing takedowns off, you feel quite cool. Or as Baidu and I discovered, you can hold down L1 to just hold out your grapple hook and just run around and then like do a super like a one hit melee.
Yeah, great.
But
we've died a lot of times trying to do that to each other.
Yeah,
did it.
That's how I could tell where Baidu was in the map, because I just see like Sully running across the map holding a grappling hook in the air.
I mean, I had a good time. It's the beta. It's, I mean, the game's still a few months, I guess, from being released. It's sort of. We only played a little bit of it, but it was fun. I just feel like it's lacking a bit of depth for my longevity.
Yeah, like, I mean, I feel like a game like Uncharted, it's one of those single player games that everyone who has a PS4 is gonna get.
Oh,
yeah.
Certainly.
Yeah, it's a
and
given.
So it doesn't hurt like having a multiplayer mode. It's sort of like it's gonna be populated just by the fact that everyone has the game.
Yeah.
Mm. It's just not a game type that I feel like I would go out of my way to play.
You don't know.
I've never played multiplayer in one of them, so
yeah, right.
I've played single player, but
yeah,
never
I mean, not really.
Did you play The Last of Us multiplayer?
No,
God,
no.
It was good though.
Yeah, that was a game. That was one that I really did get. Like I would go out of my way
because I bought a PS3 to play those games, and then I played through the single player, and then I was kind of like, cool, back to the Xbox.
Yeah. Well, actually, it's now made me a little bit worried because Neil Druckmann, I don't because he's just picked up on the franchise where. God, I can't remember her name. Left off,
Amy.
Yeah,
Amy Hennig.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. I don't want it to seem sort of half-assed. Like, because I mean, at the stage, the multiplayer just seems like a not as good version of what it used to be. You know what I mean? And I don't want that to be reflected in the single player. That's just a concern. Like, because we know they can make games. Because Last of Us was a goddamn masterpiece, and the multiplayer was great.
Mm.
This just lacked that spark. You know what I mean? So I wonder if that's going to... I don't think it will, but I wonder if it's going to translate into the single player as well. It'd be interesting to see what happens with that.
It will be. Watch this space, and I guess we'll find out. Mm. I mean, the beta's out there now. You can download it if you had the Nathan Drake collection on the PS4. So, look, maybe I'll play a bit over the weekend and see if my opinion changes. But, you know, at this stage, it's like, it's fun, but I'm not going to lose any sleep over not being able to play it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wise.
Yeah.
I got you. Look, we're gonna play a song and come back and talk about Star Wars Battlefront. Here's a track, a bit of an unknown one. You might recognize it. Here we are. having laughs. Cause we're a couple of mates chatting games.
Having a good time.
Star Wars Battlefront. Now, look. Coming off the back of our chat about Uncharted 4, I'm worried now, because I've had a lot of fun playing Battlefront. Come on, buddy. Calm down. I've had a lot of fun playing Battlefront. I'm worried that this review is going to sound more negative than I really feel about Battlefront.
Oh, I got you on that. Just don't give a negative review.
No. See, like...
Problem solved.
Boom.
I haven't had a bad time playing Battlefront all. And I've had some really... fun matches. But like I'm just left with this really overwhelming feeling that, you know what, if this game wasn't a Star Wars game, I would not care.
Yeah, I know what you
mean. I wouldn't play it. And I don't think many other people would.
I really, really like it, but I'm really, really bad at it. And and so when I play with people it sounds like I don't like it because I'm very vocal. And
I'm good.
Are you sure you want to keep playing? I'm like, yeah, yeah, it's
great. Getting into character with the Wookiee.
Exactly.
Yeah, great.
It's fun, but I agree. Like,
yeah.
I think a lot of the fun of it is the sound effects and the music and the feeling of running in and storming Hoth as a bunch of stormtroopers.
Oh, I mean, hands down, it's a beautifully made game. Yeah. Like, looks, sounds, feels great. Like, all those really visceral moments where you are just charging along the battlefront and there's, you know, lasers zipping left and right, and there's TIE fighters shooting in the sky. Like, there's everything. Thanks for the sound effects.
Sorry,
no, keep going. All right.
In a
huge
sight.
Walker ambles across the field.
Boom, boom.
Toronto, gosh.
Wow, that was. And Bardia's brief career as the stand effects guy from Police Academy.
You're doing it. Shut up. Carry on.
I rode on the back of an AT-AT the other day.
Oh, that was my Raptor. Sorry. Go on.
But like all those, and like when a hero arrives, or a villain.
Hello.
Great Emperor impression.
That's Palpatine. Yeah.
She's him.
Mini, you, my pretties.
But like it really, yeah, it does. There's a lot of that kind of battlefield drama that can just unfold, you know, and it's really fun with that achievement you get when you take down a villain or a hero, or
it feels like you're in Star Wars.
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah.
But it's just like it's the gameplay. It's like a few gameplay mechanics. Like one really big one that's just kind of been bugging me more and more is I wish this game had classes.
Like the original had classes. The original had classes.
Yeah,
really had to question that for a second.
original had classes.
This does like a weird blend of that and like a Battlefield. Oh no, but even Battlefield had classes.
Yeah, Battlefield. Yeah,
well, you can equip like quick equip too. to lots of things, but still, it's not like...
Yeah. It's nothing that really informs a player's role, which I love more. Yeah. Totally. And, like, I mean, you saying that you're not too good at it, like, that's something that, for me, classes were always great at doing with Battlefield, because... you know, if you weren't someone who was going to go out there and get a really high KD spread, you could just be an engineer and look after the vehicles.
That's why that exists, is to balance the battlefield.
Yeah. And I know that Kylo has always said that he would love to, in Battlefront, be able to just fly one of those transport vehicles. You know, something and just move troops.
Yeah. Which is cool.
It sounds fascinating.
Well, I mean, it's the same...
I mean, classic Carlo. He's chosen the most riveting role. Yeah.
It's the same thing I said about, I don't know, 4 weeks ago or whatever when we played the beta. Like, nothing's changed. The game is just... It just lacks a lot. I forgot what I was going to say.
One thing I really don't like is I just have the bog standard version, so I don't have Han's Blaster yet. But people who've played it more do, and they just kill me.
Is that the DL
44 or whatever it is?
Yeah. Oh man, that's great.
It's a great gun. I don't have.
You can use it in
In survival.
Survival.
Yeah.
A really good point as well.
I'm sure you did, buddy. Survival's fun.
Make some more noises.
Survival is fun, but I wish it was 4 players.
Yeah, I agree.
It's weird that it's only 2 players. Yeah. Although it's 2 players split screen as well, which is a nice little bonus. It's a rare thing in games these days to have split screen anymore.
But yeah, we tried to play with 3, and I was like, where, why, what? Oh, okay.
That's yeah. Weird. And it's a game mode that feels like it's made for 4, but it's only 2 player.
I just don't feel like there's enough going on. It just feels like a very... that's what I was going to say. It feels like a very stripped back, bare bones game.
And bear in mind, you only played the beta, which only had the 2 modes. So there's quite a lot of modes in... But it's okay to have only played the beta.
I really like the dog fights. And I thought I was actually good at those, but then my friend pointed out that there's a lot of AI ships as well. And if you look at your score, you can see how many of your kills were actual people and how many were just, you know, the crappy bots.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But I wouldn't mind if there were more AI. If it was more like Titanfall.
And even more kills.
You know, in the main... Because one thing I loved in Titanfall is they did just give you cannon fodder AI.
Yeah.
So you
to make
feel
it feel
cool.
Powerful.
It worked on me, and then I felt embarrassed.
Because it would be great if, like, you know, when you come in as Darth Vader, you can just... There's just people that just make fling left and right, you know? Because it does diminish the feeling of being this all-powerful Sith. When you've like the first thing you do is just leg it across Hoth to try and find someone to choke. Like,
I know, Palpatine running around looks hilarious.
It should be that where's someone to play with? Wants to play.
I can feel your presence.
Wait, no I can't. Hello?
Is that you behind the tree?
Also, I've said it before and I'll say it again. Don't put Ewoks in a freaking game and then not let me shoot them.
Yeah,
you could do that in the other ones. Oh, hello. You could do that in the other ones.
Hey guys, I just wanted to let you know you could definitely shoot Ewoks in the previous games.
And the Jawas, you could kill the hell out of the Jawas.
Can't shoot Jawas. No.
Screw the Jawas.
I tried real hard.
So look, it's
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
I have had fun in it, and I still have yet to play. I've yet to play around with just a big group of friends, which we really need to organize, because I do want to see how much it changes if you have. Like 10 people or more, you know?
In like the Blast or the Supremacy.
Yeah.
The Walker Assault is fun, but I think the...
Really not convincing.
Yeah.
It's just kind of... It's the first one that you kind of want to go towards, and you get over it very quickly, I think.
I think it's still a bit of Star Wars love. Mm.
Yeah.
I mean...
And it's very unbalanced. You realize that... You realize that the Alliance really don't have any land vehicles at all.
Yeah. That's quite a simple procedure to win. You just have to...
The Alliance? Who's the Alliance?
The Rebel Alliance.
Oh. I would say Rebels then, mate.
Well, they're an Alliance.
Yeah.
Nah, Rebels. What?
When they band together.
Nah.
Look, I mean, I don't know what it was like in the beta, but in the real game, they're just called the Alliance.
No, they're not. Bloody not. Does the game feel... I don't know. Shut up, buddy.
It does have a lot of game modes. Some of them are...
Yeah, it has. I don't think I've played all of them yet.
Well, I don't think a lot of people play some of them.
I waited a long time to start a game of the droid one.
Yeah.
Yeah, because...
Like, some of them you just won't find a game, and then it is like Titanfall.
Has it died off?
I just think it's like people gravitate towards a few modes. I mean, it's always a risk with a new game to launch with, like... 10 modes because you're already segmenting how many, like, your
right
audience base, you know, your gamer base. Mm-hmm. Like, Titanfall did it well because they started with a few core ones, and then with each expansion they introduced a new mode, so it would kind of get a surge.
Which is good, because every time it comes out, everyone will be playing that one.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a new thing.
But even then, if you go to play Titanfall now, no one, like, everyone just plays Titanfall.
People still playing Titanfall?
Yeah.
Right. Do you think this game is going to stick around? Like, do you think people are going to be...
It's going to depend totally on the DLC. I think when the new Star Wars comes out, there's going to be huge, huge hype, and everyone's going to go to the only Star Wars thing they have to play, which will be this. There is a map that's just launched.
Battle of Jakku,
which is based, which is the battle that happens in between Return of the Jedi and the new movie. So, like, I wouldn't be surprised if they're planning on going full. Yeah. Like,
I mean, there'll be new heroes. This is literally the best time this game could come out ever.
Because the excitement is at its peak. I mean, then the movie comes out and the movie's crap.
Shut up.
We'll see.
You know,
we'll see.
And we've got a problem.
I just can't wait for the Gungan DLC. That's what I'm waiting for.
That was my Gungan.
That's impressive.
No.
For me, it's all about playable Jar Jar.
Playable Jar Jar.
Not doing that.
Or a Wookiee.
But look, yeah, so it's got its flaws. And if you're a first person shooter multiplayer aficionado, you know, you might have problems with it. But if you just want a Star Wars multiplayer game.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's there for, and it does it great.
I do want that.
Yeah. And it's the only option, so...
That's true. Enjoy. That's true. Disney Infinity 3.
Corner of the market on first-person Star Wars ships.
Let's go to some messages and say goodbye. Well, that brings us to the end of another show. Buddy and Matt, thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks, pal. What's going on with this music?
That is the next track we're going to be playing out with Father of Death from the Proto Men.
Beautiful.
We'll be back next week. Stick around for DJ Early Curly's Accidentally Curly's Treat.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, look, with Spoil for Choice, we've got Just Cause we could talk about. We've got Rainbow Six. Who knows? Until then, we'll see you guys next week. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter and the website. Bye.
Bye.